Look, you would think the art and business of just buying and selling goods would be fairly straightforward. Yeah, like anything else in life, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the business puts the goods out there and they just don't get collected. And from a business owner's point of view, I guess you need to be aware of your legal obligations and rights when it comes to that. That's where the Uncollected Goods Act in New South Wales comes in. Yes, we have an entire act for that. And to try and decipher a little bit of that with us this morning from Baker Love Lawyers is Matthew Weeks. Good morning, Matthew. Can you take us through, firstly, what the Uncollected Goods Act does cover?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, look, the Uncollected Goods Act, it applies when there's no agreement between a business owner and their customers, and basically when the works are completed, the goods are ready for delivery, but all of a sudden the owner of the goods is unable to be contacted, or they haven't left any directions as to how the goods are to be delivered, then there becomes an issue as to what to do with the goods at that point.
That can be very tricky. Now, I guess this also covers if something has and has not been paid for as well?
Yes. So, I mean, this issue is one more to do with disposal rather than the payment of the goods.
Sure.
I mean, you can sue for the payment of the goods or collect the fee owed in respect of payment of the goods upon disposal of them. But this Act really deals with the method of actually disposing of those goods. So if you think, for example, say your local mechanic has done all these repairs on a vehicle, the repairs are complete, but then all of a sudden the owner doesn't show up, then you've got to decide what to do with that vehicle at that point. Motor vehicles is probably a poor example because they have a rule all to themselves, but that's the general idea behind what we're doing here.
And I believe there is a limit too. There's a ceiling of $5,000. Anything over that, the court gets involved, don't they?
Yeah, that's correct, Mark. So goods valued over $5,000 do require a court order to dispose of those goods. But the requirements for other goods under that value are different depending on their value as well. So, for example, goods valued under $100, you're required to give the consumer 28 days verbal or written notice that you intend to dispose of them. If they remain uncollected after that period, then you can dispose of them as you wish. If we go up a level from there, goods value between $100 and $500 requires the owner to give 3 months written notice to the owner of the goods. And after that point, the goods may only be sold by public auction or private sale for fair value.
Would it be fair to say this happens more than you think? I mean, the fact that we need an entire act to cover this, I would have thought, well, hey, if I've bought something, why would I not want to collect it? But obviously I'm in the wrong there.
Yeah, look, it's a busy world out there, and people do forget about things. People change their contact details or just merely overlook it. So, yeah, it is a fairly common issue, one that we've seen fairly recently in Baker Love, which sort of directed our focus towards that. And it is an uncommon issue for businesses if they're not prepared for that.
I guess as well, that's why we need it, just to make sure that if people are caught there, particularly with those higher amounts, I mean, $5,000 and beyond, I guess if it's something that they can take back and sell to somebody else, or you just don't want the things left in limbo. But as with any piece of law, there's a lot behind it. Thanks for sharing a bit of that with us this morning, Matthew.
That's not a problem, Mark.
Yes, from Baker Love Lawyers, the interesting world of uncollected goods. I'm still at a bit of a loss why you would pay for something and not collect it, but who knows if there's an act around it. They must have needed it. 2NURFM, it's 17 to midday.